Let's head over to the KRDO Newsline now. We are joined by Jennifer Pippa, Vice President of Disaster Programs for the American Red Cross. Good morning, Jennifer. Of course, we are approaching the full spring right now, or a couple days in. And what should we be on the lookout for when it comes to disaster planning as we are making this seasonal shift?
So the spring season, unfortunately, the outlook is not great for the U.S. Meteorologists are forecasting a pretty significant flood season this year with all of the heavy snowpacks that we've seen up in the north. That snow's going to melt, and that water does eventually have to go somewhere. That, and combined with some higher temperatures, forecasters are also predicting some pretty significant severe weather and tornado outbreaks in the March, April, May time zone. So spring looks to be an incredibly active season for us across the U.S.
Yeah, and when it comes to being prepared right now, what is the American Red Cross kind of doing in advocating residents to do to make sure that you are prepared in case of that disaster making its way?
So the Red Cross is prepared. Every year we respond to more than 60,000 disasters, right? And sometimes those are really big, large-scale disasters, like we think about hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods. Sometimes they're single-family house fires, right? That's just as devastating for a family who can't return home afterwards. We really work on making sure our volunteer base is ready to go and deploy and deliver that Red Cross mission at a moment's notice. We have more than 21,000 Red Cross volunteers who are trained and ready to deploy to help take care of communities that have been impacted by disasters. But we also ask families to take a little action on their own. Now's the time to get prepared. They can make some really, really three easy steps. They can get a kit, make a plan, and be informed. And the first is create an evacuation plan. Understand how to not only evacuate your home, but your community, should you need to, and understand how your family could unite afterwards. Nowadays, somebody may be at work, a child may be at school. You want to make sure that everybody knows where they're going to evacuate to and how the family can connect and make sure that everybody's okay. The second is build an emergency kit. Really, really simple stuff. Bottled water, non-perishable food, flashlights, but also some important stuff like documents, birth certificates, identification, insurance papers, and medications. Sometimes people evacuate their homes and they forget to take their life-saving medication. And then the third is just listen to your emergency officials. When they tell you to evacuate, take those actions. Don't wait. Evacuate the area and then wait to return until those officials have told you it's safe to do so.
Yeah, and here in Colorado Springs, or in El Paso County, actually, we have a wonderful text alert system that allows people to really be clued in as it dials down onto the specific, very small neighborhood that might be affected by any of those evacuation warnings or pre-warnings. Let's talk about what the Red Cross is doing and how its efforts can be helped through Red Cross Giving Day. What is that?
So this is it's our ninth annual American Red Cross Giving Day, and it takes place during Red Cross Month, which is March. And this is where we take an opportunity to share with the American public all of the great work that we do with our volunteers and our blood donors, but also ask the American public to support us. This is one of the major things that we're asking for today is financial support. We need to be ready to respond to a disaster before it happens. And so we rely on the generosity of the American population to support our mission so that our volunteers are trained, the supplies are ready to go, and we're ready to take care of a community as soon as a disaster happens. And so that's one of the reasons we're out today talking about how families can become prepared, but how they can also support the American Red Cross so that we're positioned to help people immediately following a disaster.
Well, interesting there, and definitely something which we all should be supportive of the efforts of the American Red Cross, given how often you're called in to help in situations here in Colorado. Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate it. She's Vice President of Disaster Programs for the American Red Cross. Thanks for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you.